Now, I'm joined in the studio by our very own Pat Meehan, who's playing with the mic. He's going to change the mic he's working on. Okay, welcome, Pat.
John, thanks a lot.
Okay, now, anybody that was listening to our promo earlier on heard the promo for Riveting History, and it's written by yourself, Pat. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Well, what can I tell you, John?
I mean, I know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
I'm talking to... Huge talent here.
Ah, come off it, will you? Come off it. Anyway, look, it's a two-part satirical history, drama, farce, and it's to do with aspects of Irish history. It's basically, it's Professor Henri Dufourniquet, right? Now, the cast have decided to call him Dufourniquet, but I mean his title as a friend. He's a French professor. His name is Henri Dufourniquet, right? He's a historian, archaeologist, astrology. He's into everything, and he's over in Ireland to discover the lineage between several people up the north of Ireland and Cú Chulainn. And he's He's been paid loads of money. He's been paid loads of money to find out if people up the north of Ireland are directly descendants from Cú Chulainn, right? And he has two sidekicks, Marion Munro and Duck the Bullets. Duck the Bullets, yeah. And they're going to go around Ireland in a motorbike, his motorbike with sidecar attached. And behind it, there'll be hauling a little trailer which turns into a very salubrious, for want of a better word, caravan for their comforts. And their first port of call is the Isle of Tara. But before that, Marion was given the job. Now, this is all very loose, okay? Very difficult to put a proper structure on this to describe it. But Marion Munro is a third level student, a mature student. She gets a phone call from TCP Crawley, whom she knew in college. TCP Crawley has gone on to get a job in the museum, and he also works part time for FLM FM radio.
Okay. Not Near FM.
No, it's not Near FM. And it's not based on Near FM either, but I have to say that now because I don't want to get myself into any bother. But anyway, so she's offered the job of the professor's assistant travelling around the country, and she can't say no to the offer. It's very tempting because the money is very good and she's brassic. She hasn't got a penny to her name. She's a poor student. And so her and the professor's valet, Duck the Bullets, will be going around, like I said, on the motorbike to make these amazing discoveries. And they will be travelling back in the past, because the professor has the wherewithal to be able to go back into the past through several methods that he uses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll be actually travelling back into the past to meet lots of Irish heroes and actual characters from Irish history, because they'll all be written into the story, because this is a two-part pilot, like I said, 2 half-hours, but there are 10 episodes planned in all.
It sounds very good.
Well, do you want to have a listen to a bit of it? You have a bit of it queued up.
Listen to a bit of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello? Who? Sorry? Yeah, this is Marion. Can you speak up? Thomas what? Ah, Thomas Canis Pius! Ah, septic! I mean TCP. How's it going? I haven't seen you since you left the college. Are you still working at the museum? What? You're working in a radio station as well? Jeez, I wouldn't be able for you with your two jobs. I'm going mad trying to find something for the summer months till the college opens back up. Me bleeding grant only barely gets me through the term. What? You might be able to get me a bit of employment. Doing what? Yeah, I know where that is. All right, you'll tell me about it then. Okay, I'll meet you there in about an hour. Bye. Yeah, bye, TCP. Thanks.
It's Riveting History.
Hello, and welcome to FLM FM's Riveting History Series. I'm TCP Crawley. On this week's programme, I'm joined by Bartle Cramp, who's known affectionately as The Sniper by his many friends. Bartle is a noted historian who specialises in Ireland's prehistoric past. He's also totally opposed to genetic modification of all plant life and the cloning of animals. This man is also a renowned poet in the Celtic tradition, who sings his poetry in the Shannos style. Shannos, as everyone knows, is Ireland's ancient form of storytelling, which is sung and lilted. We're also joined in studio by Professor Sorica Braithwaite-Heron, Chief Archivist...
Okay, Pat, that sounds very, very interesting.
Well, that's the beginning. That's the start of it, where Marion, she gets the phone call from TCP Crawley offering her the job. And if anybody knows, she calls him Septic behind his
Septic,
back.
Yeah.
TCP, yeah. Like TCP, yeah, the mouthwash and stuff and the antiseptic. But, so that's the beginning of it. And then... the next bit that was going out there was TCP is actually in FLM FM studio, and he's presenting a program, and it moves on from there. So it becomes a bit farcical too, because he's discussing the first people to arrive in Ireland with Professor Braithwaite-Heron and The Sniper Cramp, Bartle Cramp, and it descends into lunacy. No, that's fine. That's okay. So I know that you've got track two queued up, all
okay.
Right. So we're going to hear that in a minute. But yeah, it's going out on the 10th and the 17th of this month at 6 p.m., isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Wednesday, October the 10th and 17th.
That's another Wednesday. That's both Wednesdays, at 6 p.m.
And these are pilot episodes, so hopefully there's going to be more.
Well, that's the idea, that there'll be another eight. There's another eight episodes planned and already begun.
So we'll have a listen to this, will we?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, I'm looking for a Professor Henry de Fornicate. I believe he's staying at this hotel.
That's the French man with the motorbike you're looking for. He's in suite 6. You're to go right up. Hang on and I'll get his valet, or whatever he's called, to lead the way.
Those bells, always the bell.
Your boss is expecting this young lady. Show her up, will you? Good man yourself.
Follow me, please. A duck will show you the way. Mind how you go. The stairway is dark. Very dark. Mind how you go.
Oh, flipping hell. Oh, this place looks like something of a bad horror movie.
Ah, Aha! Mon brave Monsieur Duc Le Boulets! But what is this? Have you brought a damsel in distress? Bonjour, mademoiselle. Qu'est mille faute, as you say in your wonderful country that is so full of magic. Oh, but you must forgive my filthy manners. I am Henri du Fondiquet, at your service. To whom do I have the pleasure to address?
My name's Marion. Marion Monroe. T.C.P. Crawley sent me. He said you had a job.
Ah, oui, le travail, the work. Monsieur Crawley sent you for the job, eh? Oh, but what is this? You are Marion Monroe? I can see how you say the resemblance. Oui, you look like the beautiful actress.
Okay, Professor Dufourniquet there.
Yeah, that's him.
Frenchman, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the flyer here, Pat. Did you design this yourself?
No. That was Niall. Niall over in the promotions section of the media co-op. I just told him what, you know, my idea of what the poster should look like. But he came up with the actual template for it himself. And it depicts Professor Dufourniquet and Marion Monroe and Duck the Bullets and the motorbike with the sidecar.
She's a grand figure on her.
She has, isn't she?
Yeah.
Looks a bit like Marion, all right, the real thing, doesn't she?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Although I don't think that's how I envisaged her in the looking like in the play. You know the way you can in your own head you can see what characters look like from a book or whatever. And she's a little bit more buxom, shall I say, in my mind. Yeah, a little bit more rounded, so to speak.
She's a bit of an hourglass shape.
In that she has. Well, that was the way Marion Monroe actually had a fabulous figure. But it'd be a caricature, really, of Marilyn Monroe, rather, you know. But it's farce, like I said. It's just, and it's the whole thing was meant to be. The aim of it, as far as I'm concerned, is to elicit a few laughs from people who'll hear it, and if that's what happens, then I'd be more than happy with it. You know,
it's not really. It's what we want. Get people laughing.
It's not really easy to write comedy, but really we all need a laugh today. And in today's climate, we do anyway, don't we?
Well, fair play to you. And that's going out at 6 p.m. Wednesday, the 10th and 17th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, John.
Anything else?
No, that's just listen in and try and get a chuckle out of it.
People sitting down to have their tea or their dinner, whatever, and they can switch it on and have a bit of a laugh.
Yep.